Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Using accrual accounting standards, the federal government budget has been in deficit every year for the past several decades. These deficits have led to soaring government debt levels and massive increases in unfunded liabilities for the Social Security and Medicare programs, which today total at least $100 trillion. Soaring debt means that the federal government is paying ever higher annual interest costs. According to projections of the Federal Reserve Bank and the Congressional Budget Office, the annual interest costs that were $200 billion when Barack Obama became president in 2009 will jump all the way to $900 billion per year just 8 years from now. The $700 billion per year increase in interest costs will make it even more difficult than before to try to achieve a federal government so-called balanced budget. Unfortunately, politicians and bureaucrats, with the acquiescence of most regular media, are deceiving the public about the true size of the federal government deficits when they only refer to the official budget figures. The Social Security and Medicare programs are running annual budget deficits of several trillions of dollars per year, amounts not included anywhere in any reports of the federal budget or the published financial statements of the federal government. For years now, using the more accurate accrual basis of accounting standards required in the private sector, the true federal budget deficits have been at least $3 to $5 trillion annually. So far as I know, the only regular media sources that periodically inform us on the true size of the deficits have been the USA Today newspaper and those who pick up its reports. This fiscal irresponsibility locks the federal government into larger budget deficits in the future as interest costs rise and Social Security and Medicare deficits increase by a combined multiple trillions of dollars annually. This fiscal crisis has grown for decades, no matter whether it was the Democrats or Republicans who served as president or were in the majority of either chamber in Congress. It gives me no pleasure to forecast there will never be fiscal responsibility in Washington until after the federal government's financial collapse. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.